The I'm Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crushgasm, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Winner the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRPodcastNetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
So, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents Bracket Reviews. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and we're still in Black History Month. So this is gonna be a black episode, but before we go into that, let's say hi to our friends. Starting with CJ, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what up? This is your boy CJ, and yeah, I'm feeling good. Yeah, gonna be a great episode. Yeah, love black movies.
All right, okay. And Casey.
So I got the headset, so I hope you can hear me better now.
Definitely can.
I'm Casey. Host of An Evening at the Movies, part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. Still puzzled by the fact that a revisited episode of An Evening at the Movies is one of the highest listened to episodes of the year so far this year. But hats off and congratulations to CJ for that with our revisit of Harlem Nights last week.
Yes.
But I'm excited to be here. Excited to be reviewing black movies because that's what we're doing on An Evening at the Movies this month as well. So let's get the show on the road.
And I'm going to introduce our guest. Now, if you're a listener, then you know that Josh is one of the three that's always here. He has some personal things he had to deal with. He might be able to still come on. But if he does, he does. If he doesn't, then we'll definitely see him next week. However, though, we do have a good person coming on. I want to introduce Derek Dunn. Derek, how you doing?
Bless my brother. Thank you for having me.
No problem, Derek. Again, I know you did it in the pre-show, but while you're on air, let everybody know who you are, what you do.
So what's going on, folks? I'm a DMV-based film critic and entertainment critic, member of WAFCA, the Washington Area Film Critics Association, as well as the African American Film Critics Association. So happy to be here and chop it up with these gentlemen about black cinema.
All right, man. I didn't know about the black association. No, this should be fun then. I really want to know what you think then. All right. So we are doing the 104 black movies of all time. Now here's how this works. I went to the IMDb database, took the popular 104 movies, the black movies, and then I've re-ranked them in Rotten Tomatoes scores. So if you have a problem, don't blame me. These rankings, blame Rotten Tomatoes. And technically, IMDb. So here's how this goes. The highest seed will always play the lowest seed. There's a bye in the fourth round in the quarterfinals. There's four play-in movies. Two will automatically go on. And there will be a third place game which we will all be able to vote. I mean, so sorry, they're going to say so pre-show, but we will all be able to vote on the third place game when we get to it. Okay, it'll be our votes and whatever the fans voted for as well. All right, so everybody ready?
Yeah. All right. Do you have a list of the movies that didn't make it? So I want to get mad real quick.
Do I have the list of the movies that did not make it? I do not have a list of movies that did not make it. This I did not have. All right. Normally I do, but right now I don't. Okay. Sorry about that. But if you're a fan of black cinema, then if you don't see the movie that you know that's not on there, all right.
Blame Rotten Tomatoes.
All right, so let's do the play-in game first, okay? Derek, since you're new, I'm going to mess with you a little bit. I want you to pick one of these four movies. I'm not saying it moved on. I'm just saying what you think is the better movie out of these four movies. All right, so we have Class Act, 1992. A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, 1996. Blank Man, 1994, and A Low Down Dirty Shame, 1994.
Just off top and picturing the scene in my head, I'm going with Low Down Dirty Shame. Okay. The scene with Wayman and Shame inside the health club. Just the unique timing that the late, great Corn Hawkins had. So a little nerdy shame for me.
All right. CJ.
Shame.
Casey.
I'll go Blank Man.
All right. So the two movies that moved on was A Low Down Dirty Shame with 31% of the votes and Blank Man with 33% of the votes.
All right.
Oh,
Casey, off to a good start.
Yeah. All right.
Better than last week.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest, and I'm happy that he can freaking make it. We have the one, the only, Harv Andre. Harvey in the building to do the black movies. I am happy. All right, Harvey. Yes. Harvey, this is Derek, the one who can't see. Derek, this is Harvey. All right.
What's going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, Gary.
Nice to meet you, brother.
Awesome. Likewise. All right.
So Harvey, I'm going back to you because I didn't start it yet. Okay. These four movies, what movies should have moved on? Is it Class Act, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, Blank Man, or Low Down Dirty Shame?
Low Down Dirty Shame.
Everybody pick Low Down Dirty Shame, but Casey. And A Low Down Dirty Shame and Blank Man moved on. Josh, who cannot make it because he's in a doctor's appointment, like I said before, but he is going to chat with us. He says he picked Blank Man as well. So there you go. However, though, I just wanted to know that A Low Down Dirty Shame, Rotten Tomatoes, they think that it's one of the worst movies of all time.
I mean, it's not a great movie. I'm not going to lie to you. But worse, one of the worst movies is a bit strong. I'm going to say that.
Right. Yeah. It should be way higher. Yeah.
Let's get into the bracket, the actual bracket. So I'm going to mess with Derek. I'm going to mess with Derek first. Derek, these two movies, which you think is a better movie? Is it number one, South Central, 1992? Or number 100, Mo Money, 1992.
Easily, South Central.
All right. So Derek said South Central. Now, I want to say this right now. Out of all the black movies that has 104 of them that I have, South Central is the only movie that has 100% of Rotten Tomatoes. The only black movie. However, though, it did lose by 52% of the votes. Mo Money beats South Central by 52% of the total votes.
Most of us didn't even see that movie. Rotten Tomatoes is
stupid.
Josh says South Central as well.
You know, the thing about South Central, though, that blame Warner Brothers for that. They dropped the ball with marketing back in 92 with South Central. So South Central is really an indie flick. Mm-hmm. So I can see why it's rated that way.
I mean, OG Bobby Johnson. Like, listen, South Central is a good movie. Do I think it's 100% movie?
No.
It's a good movie.
Artistically, it is.
Yes. All right. So we got number two, Get Out, 2017, versus number 99, Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, 1993. Get Out wins by 80% of the total votes.
Yeah, most definitely.
At number three, Moonlight, 2016, versus number 98, Next Friday, 2000. Next Friday wins by 60% of the total votes.
It beat Moonlight?
It beat Moonlight.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people didn't see Moonlight.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a phenomenal movie.
People are picking their favorite movies as opposed to movies that are much, much better.
Yeah, and people get arguing with me. Look, to me, Next Friday is the worst of the Fridays.
Can I tell you, it doesn't matter. None of the Fridays are better than Moonlight. Who cares?
All right.
I gotta agree with Harvey. I cannot argue with that.
I can't argue either. But you picked the worst Friday. I mean, And like it was 55% on Twitter and 64% on Facebook. Both of them picked next Friday.
Wow. Say, man, people are disappointing me right now. But this voting is making me sad.
Really? Yeah. It's early too.
Friday?
We haven't even started. So number four, Judas and the Black Messiah, 2021.
Yes.
Verse number 97, Belly, 1998.
Boo.
Judas and the Black Messiah wins by 69% of the total votes.
Who voted for way Belly? Higher.
I know, right? Belly, I did not like that movie.
Belly had one good. I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off. Belly had like one nice spot when they had the instrumental. Mm-hmm. That's it. How do you need? That's it. I'm done with the rest of the movie. Soul to soul. That's it.
My thing about Belly is the fact that you need a flashlight to watch it. That movie is fucking dark. the whole movie is just goddamn dark. All right, too dark for me.
I'm a Belly defender though. Honestly, it's by no means is it a masterpiece, and I get what hype was trying to achieve, but just like South Central, the studio kind of shitted on Belly and they messed up his original vision, what he was actually going for.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you look at Belly as a long form music video and not as an actual film, then it's not very well done.
That's a long ass video. That's a Michael Jackson video.
don't even disrespect Michael by saying that. Don't do that. Thriller is a long form video.
Yeah.
Remember the time. Yeah. Stop it.
All right, Harvey. What's a better movie? Number five, What's Love Got to Do with It, 1993. Or number 96, Bad Boys 2, 2003.
Honestly, aside from Will and Martin, is it a black movie?
So I'll go get to that. I'll get that. To me, so here's the thing. I'm about to say it now because I said it before in other reviews. And Harvey and Kendra, hopefully Kendra feel better. Harvey and Kendra will do their 2-on-2 black movies bracket on Monday. Okay. And I'm gonna say that every single time that CJ did his and with the other podcast did theirs, there are movies on here that had black leads, but not actually black movies. I'm gonna get to those. And Bad Boys 2, although probably the best Bad Boys to me, is not technically a black movie. I kept it on here because it was on the list, and I just ranked them, just like the other movies that are gonna come out as well. But to me, Bad Boys 2 is not a black movie.
I mean, truth be told, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, with the way we talk about movies sometimes, is Hitch a black movie because it's got a black lead? So then what you just have is two of them. But I think South Central is a black movie because it's black subject. Like, I think there's a difference. There's comedy, which is just funny, and there's black people in it. And then there's black film. What's Love Got to Do with It is black stars. That's a black movie. Color Purple is a black movie. Moonlight is a black movie. It don't matter though. It's Bad Boy, so I can't vote for that ish anyway. So it don't matter.
So Harvey voted for What's Love Got to Do with It, and yes, look, What's Love Got to Do with It moves on by 53% of the total votes.
Man, that's close.
A bunch of Will Smith lovers out there. What's wrong with you?
Why are you hating on Will Smith so much?
That's a whole different episode, bro.
Yeah. Derek, you say something?
No, we're good.
Oh, okay. All right. Number six, Boys in the Hood, 1991. Verse number 95, The Meteor Man, 1993. Boys in the Hood wins by 75% of the total votes.
And both of those are black movies. Mm-hmm. Meteor Man is as black as it gets, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That cast.
Black superhero.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of black superheroes, number seven, Black Panther, 2018.
Ooh.
Verse number 94, John Q, 2002.
Oh, no. This is an unfortunate matchup.
John Q is not a black movie.
I mean,
John Q has a black, obviously, Denzel and his wife and a kid. And that's and then random black people. That's a movie. Mm. They could have stuck a white guy in that part, and it wouldn't have mattered. It happens to be Denzel. Mm-hmm.
Not to mention that story is based on the white director's experience with the medical industry and his daughter. It just happens to star Denzel.
And overly dramatic. Over, like,
fuck you. Listen, John Q is my favorite fucking Denzel Washington movie of all time.
Are you serious?
John Q, John Q and Antoine Fisher was coming up.
That's what I was gonna say.
So, but those two, but to me, Antoine Fisher has Denzel in it. I don't consider it a Denzel, even though he directed it, which is fantastic. I don't really consider it a Denzel movie because. I mean, he should have mixed it aside. I don't know. I mean,
I understand.
I think he's a side character.
John Q is just so over the top, cheesy. So
I'm not going to marry my son.
Dude, I get chills on watching John Q, man. What are you talking about?
Black Panther wins by 63% of the total vote.
That's too damn low, man. How many times did you vote, DeAndre?
I vote for Black Panther.
Okay.
Even though it's my favorite Denzel Washington movie, it's not better than fucking Black Panther.
Okay. Okay. Good.
All right. Dre has burner social media accounts.
Yes, I do. Four. Number 8, Black Klansman, 2018. Rich number 93, Friday at the Next, 2002. Black Klansman wins by 60% of the total votes.
That's what happens. Any new Friday movies against a black film, your pen should only work on one of the movies. Just check that.
All right, Greg. This is something that I didn't tell you about. We have something we call Friday votes. A Friday vote is a vote that has the smallest margin, which is 50.5. That's just the smallest margin it can be. Friday won. When our early brackets won a Friday vote 3 times in a row. So every time we get the 50.5 votes, it's called a Friday vote. So this is a Friday vote. CJ, I want you to choose between these two.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
Number 9, Glory, 1989. Or number 92, Harlem Nights, 1989.
Oh, you're an asshole. Oh, God.
All right, these are both black movies, so let's get that out the way.
Yeah,
Harlem Nights is a black gangster movie.
Yeah,
and Glory is our beloved, black trauma movie. But
I want CJ to answer this question. Which is a better movie?
Yeah. All right, I know which the better movie is, but I'll pick Harlem Nights anyway.
So, God is truth. Harlem Nights wins by 50.5% of the total votes.
Oh! Oh, no. That hurts either way, though. Like, Glory is phenomenal.
Glory is
Denzel great. Won an Oscar for that.
Yeah.
It's got to be Glory. It's got to be Glory. And I love Harlem Nights. But nah, man. I think it seems like we're skewed for the voting. It feels like we just go for the comedy. And that's the thing with black movies. We love our funny black. More than we love our serious ones.
So God is true. The reason why I want a lot more, no offense, Casey, but the reason why I want black people the reason why I want more black people on this, because God is truth, the voters are not black.
Oh, yeah.
These are not black voters. I mean, these are, I mean, especially on my Twitter, it's more, Caucasian white people with the votes. Mm-hmm. So we basically voting of what they think is a good black movies.
Yeah. Yeah. We got melanin challenge fan base.
All right, Casey.
Go ahead, Casey.
No, I was just gonna say really quick, this actually was a discussion that Harvey and I had a week and a half ago when we were talking about Bamboozled on An Evening at the Movies, where it's what other people outside of the culture interpret what black movies are to be. I mean, it's more concerned about being entertainment and laughable and what black actors are expected to be, and not necessarily them delivering quality performances left and right, like they can be able to deliver.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I agree with you know, Harvey's the one that brought up the topic, and we got in depth with it for a while on the show, but he definitely got me to open my eyes into that perspective. So definitely,
you're welcome.
All right, number 10, 12 Years a Slave, 2013. Record number 91, Stump the Yard, 2007.
Yo. Yo, I'm right. Yeah, go ahead. Say what.
I
know what happened. Go ahead, people.
12 Years a Slave wins by 79% of the total.
Thank you.
Thank you. As
I thought, Stump the Yard won.
Stump the Yard won on the What's a Good Though podcast when they did this bracket.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's embarrassing.
I remember that. Yeah.
That's so, Stump the Yard.
So God of Truth, I actually picked Stump the Yard to go on for. So here's the reason why. One, we talked about entertainment over a good movie. 12 Years a Slave is probably a better movie. I'm personally tired of slave movies. Slave movies is not for me. I know what the fuck happened. All right. Slave was for the opposite color.
Right.
So there you go. And I was more entertained with Stump the Yard than I was with 12 Years a Slave, me personally. So I went with Stump the Yard.
Are you entertained by dramatic film?
It depends on what dramatic film it is. I will get entertained if they have to keep pushing that shit over and over and over again. I can name you a lot of slave fucking movies.
Right. And yeah, I hear you, but what I think is that I've had enough of them, but not all of them are good. Mm-hmm. But the good ones are good even if there's too many of them. So at least I can say that I don't want to see what was the one on the boat? That annoying as
Amistad.
Yeah, I don't want to see Amistad ever again, but Amistad was a good film. Mm. I don't want to watch A Color Purple again, but Color Purple was a good film. Sure. So being sick of them, but at least respecting how good they are, I think you kind of have to do one of the same.
I respect how good 12 Years a Slave is. I don't respect that they didn't get the full story of that story.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't get the full story at all.
And they never,
yeah.
Yeah, they can't. I mean, it's hard to fit all that into like 3 hours.
Yeah,
there's only so much emotion I can handle. Like, that's the end of that movie is torture. Mm-hmm. Like, he gets home, and I'm like, I don't want to see. Oh,
well, you don't want to go.
It's like, damn. I'm happy he got back, but then I got to see that, and he's crying in his house, and he meets his child. And like, oh my god.
However, though, there is, not to keep on this office, but 12 Years a Slave, there is a theory that after he wrote the book, he actually went back to slavery.
Oh.
He was captured again.
He was captured again, yeah.
Oh, damn.
So there you go. But anyway. Yeah.
In my opinion, Stump the Yard, not entertained, ever.
Mm.
All right, I'm just saying.
So going to colleges and go to Stump and watching Stump, it's entertaining me. I dancing shit like that, it's entertaining to me. Okay, and watching and this cool stuff fucked up. Yeah. Watching Chris Brown die. All right,
that was kind of fun.
You know what? If you're sick of slave movies, I am sick of black people dancing in movies. I've had enough of that. Anytime they need black people to shuck and jive and do some tap dancing or whatever, we can always find black people. So yes. So if you're sick of slave stuff, then I'm sick. Stump the yard, stomp the next yard, stomp the third yard. I've had enough of them, dude. All right.
Actually, I like the second one better than the first one.
You are your damn mind. Keep going. Number 11, and dance point. I'm sorry, hard for a couple of years, but number 11, House Party, 1990. versus number 90, Pootie Tang, 2001.
Pootie Tang!
Oh, no.
House Party, of course.
It's definitely House Party. House Party wins by 80% of the total.
And that's still too low. Who could be Pootie Tang? Come on. And that's like 5 minutes of that movie is them dancing. 5 minutes. The rest of it is an actual high school thing. So that's my name. Yeah.
All right. Casey, what's the better movie? Lord. Number 12, Hidden Figures, 2016. Or number 89, Major Pain, 1995.
Okay. In my opinion, honestly, Hidden Figures being ranked this low is a travesty. Major Pain, I will laugh at when I watch, but it's not better than Hidden Figures.
Not at all.
By any stretch of the imagination.
And Hidden Figures moves on by 55% of the total votes.
Why is it so close?
What?
No. Same people who voted for Pootie Tang voted for Major
Tang. Oh, my God.
and I love Damon. I'm not going to disrespect the man, but come on.
Oh, my God. Number 13, Do the Right Thing, 1989. Version number 88, All About the Benjamins, 2002. Do the Right Thing wins by 81% of the total votes.
Again, why?
As it should.
Who's voting for All About the Benjamins? Who?
CJ?
Me.
My people, unfortunately.
CJ did. Damn, he said he does not like Do the Right Thing.
No, who said that?
Overrated. I said it's overrated.
You think what's overrated?
Do the Right Thing.
Really?
Yes.
So you can admit that like... you voted for Pootie Tang, right? That was you?
Oh, no, I definitely did vote for Pootie Tang.
Do the Right Thing is overrated?
Yes,
wow.
I think it is. Yeah.
Wow, okay. Yeah, everybody has right to their opinion. It's amazing.
Yeah, every time I watch it, I'm like, why? I don't think it's that good.
Wow.
All right, okay. Number 14. Number 14, Straight Outta Compton, 2015. Verse number 87, Booty Call, 1997. Straight Outta Compton wins by 79% of the total votes.
Okay.
So I'm not gonna lie. I'm with Booty Call.
I know you did. Of course you did.
Here's the reason I vote for Booty Call. Because here's the thing. You'd be a dumbass to think that Straight Outta Compton was gonna win that. So I want to make sure that at least Booty Call got at least one or two votes. All right. So I vote for Booty Call because Booty Call is an underrated black comedy. That shit is fucking hilarious. That shit is hilarious.
Let me piggyback off that real quick. So cinematically, Straight Outta Compton is the better made movie, but as far as like rewatch value, Booty Call has more rewatch value to me. Because I haven't Straight Outta Compton since
the movies
2015 when it came out.
the movies.
The Booty Call, you know, if it comes all right now, I'll sit down and watch it. But, you know, it's only 75 minutes. Straight Outta Compton is a good 2.5 hours. It's like I rarely revisit Straight Outta Compton.
That's but true. Booty Call is fast. Yo, I feel like credit it and then like it's halfway into the movie. There's not much substance to the movie. Let's be honest.
All right. Derek, I'm going to pick on you now. All right, what's a better movie? Number 15, Coolie High, 1975. Version number 86, For Colored Girls, 2010.
Oh, Coolie High, without a doubt.
Without question.
Without question, right? For Colored Girls wins by 54% of the total.
Of course.
So I'm on record. No, I love Coolie High, and I vote for Coolie High as well. But I'm on record saying that, first of all, I despise all Madea movies. That's... All Madea movies can eat a dick. There you go.
Wow.
How are though? When he doesn't do Madea movies, he do good movies. Like For Colored Girls, not a bad. I'm not mad at this movie for moving on. I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not. For Colored Girls wasn't a bad movie. And again, I keep saying it every time I say it. I'm probably gonna say it on Monday. Michael Ealy for what you did to those kids in that movie. Hand me. A fade. Michael Ealy gave me a fucking fade.
It's aggressive.
We did for those kids. Oh, you gotta hit me a fade. He might be the nicest guy in the world, but he still hit me a fade.
he just playing a part. He's playing a part. I can honestly say.
He's always playing a bad guy, though.
I don't know. He's either the really light skinned black man that all the women want, or he's super evil.
Mm-hmm.
It's either romance or he gonna kill the girl. So or both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know how to be his friend in real life. Yeah.
And I can't. I have yet to see a Tyler Perry movie that I like, whether he's playing Madea or not. Honestly,
I don't know. I personally love white. No, fuck out of here. Temptation. To Harvey, I'm pretty. Listen, just give it a chance. Temptation.
That's tough. That's
give it a chance.
I've seen some garbage ass films. To be like, it's all right. We'll see.
All right.
Maybe all right. One day.
Number 16, Malcolm X, 1992. Verse number 85, don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. 1996. Malcolm X wins by 70% of the total votes.
I heard you talking about these movies with your friends, and I was shocked. That's embarrassing. It's Malcolm X.
I love Malcolm X.
Not enough to vote against.
I love Malcolm X. But if you watch me over the years, I told you my top five favorite movies.
Yeah.
Don't Be a Menace is one of the top five. Listen, yeah. I cannot vote against one of my top five. All right, Don't Be a Menace is fucking hilarious. Till the day I watched a couple days ago. Still there, I'm laughing. give me personally, all right? All right, number 17, Hollywood Shuffle, 1987. Versus number 84, Poetic Justice, 1993.
Hollywood Shuffle.
Yeah, definitely.
Poetic Justice wins by 68% of the total votes.
No.
The people voting don't know about Robert Townsend, so they don't know about Hollywood Shuffle.
Hollywood Shuffle is amazing. It's amazing. It's not his best. God of truth, I don't think maybe his second best, actually. but it's amazing. But I do think that the three of those movies, and the Black he had, Five Heartbeats, Hollywood Shuffle, and Meter Man, are good movies. So,
oh, yeah.
It is what it is.
Robert Townsend has a hand in a lot of movies that he wasn't like the lead director or something. A lot of black film has a lot to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to remember that. Yeah.
All right, Harvey, I'm gonna pick on you now. What's a better movie?
Mm-hmm.
Number 18, Love and Basketball, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Versus number 83, The Players Club, 1988.
Love and Basketball, it's not even a question.
Really?
It's not even a question. And I like Ice Cube. He wrote that movie. I love it, but no. Players Club is about a movie at a strip club. I'm sorry, there's not a lot of substance there. I'm okay. I can see naked women. I don't need any time. But Love and Basketball is a black love movie, even though it gets a lot of crap now, which makes me so mad when I hear people talk about it.
But you know what it is, Harvey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's because a lot of people in this generation have been conditioned to think a certain way, and they haven't experienced what Love and Basketball was about. I mean, I was just on a podcast earlier I had to interview a filmmaker, and I was like, you know, you can't judge stuff from 24 years ago with 2024 eyes, because it was totally different, you know, back then. And what I mean, Q and Monica, they were kids, and
right,
how it all goes down from beginning to end, it makes total sense. That, you know, that's how it would go down. So I'm with you, man. Love and Basketball gets an unfairly unjust, you know, bad rap from.
And what's weird is that, I mean, it's a woman who wrote it, mm-hmm. wrote the character, and now they talk about Quincy like he was beating Monica, and it's so weird. It like he's toxic and whatever. And you're right. What you have with two kids dealing with life, you had a man who saw what his father did, and he was kind of thrown off, and it's just like, it's crazy. I love that movie. I always will love that movie.
And people, and I'm going to say people, because I'm not going to say in gender, but people act like people don't, you know, just break up. No, me see my fuck just broke up. he didn't really cheat. He just took somebody on to get some meat. We don't know if he cheated. Now we don't know if he's been thinking about it. People break up. It is what it is.
And he needed to get away. That, at the end, that was just a symptom of something else. So he wasn't really messed with somebody else, but he was just in a bad place. Mm-hmm. He messed with some other chick. And then Monica went off and did her thing, and she was fine. She enjoyed life, and she came back, and she went and got him. Mm-hmm. For all the talk, he didn't come back for her. He was ready, even though we was all mad he was going to marry Tyra Banks. But when it came down to it, she came for him. And, you know,
and nobody says that how she took him from her. Nobody talk about that.
No, we don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, don't talk about this movie.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Love and Basketball won by 55% of the total votes. Love and Basketball. All right. Battle of Animation Black Movies. We have number 19, The Princess and the Frog, 2009. Version number 82, Baby's Kids, 1992.
Ooh, Baby's Kids, blowout.
Baby Kids wins by 60% of the total votes.
That feels like that feels like black people were voting.
Yeah.
Because Princess and the Frog is a better movie, but Bebe's kids is Robin Harris, and we love Harris. That's what that felt like. We love Robin Harris. That was like his one movie. Had he been around, he would have been huge. If he had stayed alive,
yeah. God. Rest in peace, man.
But Princess the Frog is so much better than Bebe's kids. But I'm not mad at his vote. But I'm mad at his vote at all.
Yeah, I disagree. I was way more entertained. Yeah, I was way more entertained with Bebe's kids.
I hate you.
All right, CJ, pick on you. Oh, yeah. Number 20, Menaces to Society, 1993. Verse number 81, The Bodyguard, 1992.
Menace. Bodyguard's not a black movie.
Thank you.
Bodyguard's not a black movie to me. It's not. It has a black lead-ish.
Ish, yeah.
That is Kevin Costner's movie.
Don't know if he's the black lead or not.
Hello.
Menace to Society wins by 55% of the total votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bodyguard is about 25% of black movie.
Well, who's the black people? It's Whitney, her son, and her grandfather, her father or something? Her agent?
Oh, no. No, I was just saying like half of Whitney. Yeah.
Jason said something on the last time we did this one. Jason from the What's Good Though podcast said something that I agree with. And I said before, but a lot of people didn't agree with me. Is The Bodyguard a black savior movie? A white savior movie, sorry.
I
wouldn't consider it a white savior movie because it's not like he went out of his way to come try to save this black person. It's like, no, she's rich and she's paying him to protect her.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. That's why it's not, because in the end, he works for her. But the focus is on him. So in that case, no, it's not. I don't think so.
All right. I just asked the question because, I mean, he brought up a good point that it could be construed as a white savior movie. And I've said before, if it feels like to me a white savior movie, I'm not going to lie to you. It does. It's just like The Blind Side. I mean, I know she's paying him to do it. But he's still saving the ass. So I mean,
the reason I don't think it is obviously this is a Costner movie. Mm-hmm. But truth be told, if Idris Elba played that part, it would have been the same.
Exactly.
That's the difference. The fact anybody could have been the bodyguard. The fact that he just happened to be a white guy who, I don't know, did he had worked for some other, really, did he, I don't know if he worked for the president. They always make them. They always have a former Secret Service, just easy thing to do. But it just happened to be, it was a white, they slipped her in there. That's what it was. We need a famous singer, Whitney, who can act, but she can come in here, she can sing, say a few lines. It's a Kevin Costner movie with the side of Whitney. So
if you take it back to the 70s when it was going to be Steve McQueen and Diana Ross, it's going to be the exact same.
Exactly.
Steve McQueen was the white boy of the time, and then it's Diana Ross. So she's getting paid now. Maybe if Frank was just some dude with a secret past that was like a bum, maybe a white savior. But I mean, he literally was a Secret Service agent. Getting paid to protect.
They always are. They always former Secret Service. Well, hear about if Whitney's character had been like a crackhead or something, and then Costner came and got her off crack and then got her back on stage and then saved her life, then it's a savior movie. Mm. But she wasn't a crackhead in the movie. She was a little crazy, but she wasn't a crackhead.
In the movie.
All right. So we got number 21, Soul Food, 1997. Or number 80, The Five Heartbeats, 1991.
Five Heartbeats.
The Five Heartbeats wins by 57% of the total votes. Now, a couple things. One, again, I want to say, keep shout out the What's a Good Little podcast. I was on there. We were recording on Friday. Thursday was yesterday. I was on their show. We did the Five Heartbeats movie versus the Temptation biopic. Should be coming out really, really soon. It was very, very fun. I loved it. It was very fun. So shout out to that one. Two, the best version of Soul Food is on the Boondocks.
That's yes.
The best version of Soul Food is on the Boondocks.
The most honest version, because that they boiled it down to like Yeah, they cleared it up. Yeah, a bunch of black people eating terrible food and then surprised that she had diabetes and died. And then cried about it. Like, y'all know what happened.
Yeah.
Every
and they
Sunday,
ate the same
food. Every Sunday, you were killing, she was killing herself just a little bit every Sunday with every Sunday dinner. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Number 22, Barbershop, 2002. Version number 79, Two Can Play That Game, 2001. Barbershop wins by 89% of the total
Thank
votes.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Vivica A. Fox should not be allowed to be on film.
Wow! That's
Do you find me attractive? I hate it. It's so bad. It's so bad.
She wasn't bad in Kill Bill, though. She was not bad at Kill Bill.
Vivica was good for like 2-3 years. She was legit. And then like she woke up one morning and it was over. Like, I don't know what happened. Vivica, she was bad. She was bad.
50?
Set it off?
Blame 50? Great. Yeah.
Maybe 50. Maybe that's what it is.
Blame 50.
You mess with 50 and all of a sudden, like, he takes all... he messes with you.
What's the white girl that had the night show that he fucked with?
Yeah,
Cassie Handler, and then nobody heard from the girl again in life. just saying, 50 got that Kim Kardashian dick.
Like, wow.
You can't fuck with motherfuckers,
man. Wow.
All right. So number 23, Drumline, 2002. Verse number 78, The Wiz, 1978. The Wiz wins by 73% of the total votes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Number 24, Hustle and Flow, 2005. Written number 77, Bad Boys, 1995. Bad Boys wins by 66% of the total votes. And we already went over it that Bad Boys is really not a black movie. It's a black lead. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 25, 42. 2013, written number 76, Higher Learning, 1995, which is a hard matchup for me because both of the movies are fucking fantastic.
Yes.
However, though, 42 wins by 65% of the total votes.
And most of that movie is white people. In all honesty, it's a black subject with a mostly white cast.
Mm-hmm.
Because other than Jackie and his wife.
His wife and his newborn.
Yeah, that's it.
And the reporter, Andre Holland's character.
Yeah, the reporter, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So this is going to be the biggest blowout of basically of all my brackets. Period. All right. So got number 26, American Gangster, 2007. Version number 75, Just Right, 2010. American Gangster won. And it won by 99% of the total votes.
Queen Latifah's only one who voted for Just Right.
That was it.
Oh my God. And
that was it. It was 98% on Twitter and 100% on Facebook.
Casey, have you seen Just Right?
Oh, I've seen it.
No, I know you, DeAndre. I'm asking Casey. I know you saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no disrespect. Until Dre said that name just now, I'd never heard of that movie before.
Oh my God, Common and Queen Latifah.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody cared.
I'll put it on my to-watch list and watch it.
No, you don't.
You don't have to.
It's fine if you don't see it. It's actually fine.
It has Paula Patton in it.
Well, okay, that's right. Paula Patton, who is bad. Okay, but it's okay. You don't have to see it. If you want to see Paula Patton, by all means.
So that was the biggest blowout of the bracket. This is the second biggest blowout of the bracket. Number 27, New Jack City, 1991. Uh-huh. Versus number 74, Why Did I Get Married, 2007. New Jack City wins by 98% of the total votes.
Why did I even watch that movie? That's what people are thinking when they say, God, terrible. It's Tyler Perry again.
All right, Casey, I'm picking on you, buddy.
Oh, Lord. Right.
Ready, Casey? What's a better movie? Number 28, Juice, 1992. Or number 73, Boomerang, 1992.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
That's a good matchup, though.
It is
a damn good matchup. And
yeah,
I could make arguments for both getting my pick. No offense to Juice, but I love Eddie just that much more. And Boomerang makes me laugh. Mm. That episode that we did a couple years ago, a year and a half ago, on Boomerang was fucking hilarious. And
fun.
Going off on all the stuff in that movie, Strong Jay and
all of it.
I'm going Boomerang.
Yeah,
Juice is a great fucking movie.
So on Facebook, this was a 50-50 split. This was actually a Friday vote as well.
Wow.
So that means that Twitter was the deciding factor. Boomerang wins by 50.5% of the total votes.
Wow.
All right.
That is interesting.
Damn.
Number 29. Number 29, He Got Game, 1998. Versus number 72, Daddy's Little Girls, 2007. He Got Game wins by 93%.
Man, some blowouts.
Number 30, The Great Debaters, 2007. Versus number 71, Dead Presidents, 1995. Dead Presidents wins by 71% of the total votes. Number 31, Ray, 2004. Versus number 70, How Stella Got Her Groove Back, 1998. Ray wins by 79% of the total votes. Number 32, Dreamgirls, 2006. Versus number 69, Notorious, 2009. Dreamgirls wins by 57% of the total girls.
Dreamgirls.
I'm on record saying that whoever did the casting for Notorious should be fired. Me personally.
Yeah. Then nobody looked like he was supposed to, except for Biggie. He's close. The rest of them didn't know at all.
What they did to Tupac should be fucking ashamed.
Man, I didn't even know that was supposed to be Tupac until like halfway through the movie.
I mean, that was a Falcon. That was a Captain America. That was Clarence, and Clarence's parents had a real good marriage. All right, number 33, Crooklyn, 1994. First, number 68, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, 1998. Why Do Fools Fall in Love wins by 57% of the total votes.
Crooklyn's better.
I think that Crooklyn's better as well.
That's why we're talking about it next week on An Evening at the Movies.
Yeah, man.
All right, Derek, I'm talking. I message you, buddy. What's the better movie? Number 34, Antoine Fisher, 2002. Or number 67, CB4, 1993.
Oh, easily Antoine Fisher.
What?
I'm going to tell you why. I can rewatch CB4. Again and again, but that final scene in Antoine Fisher was one of the final scenes in Antoine Fisher when he meets the family and Viola Davis's masterclass. What she does in 5 minutes is better than anything anybody in CB4 has ever done on film.
Yeah, it wasn't about acting in CB4. Let's be honest. let's be brutally honest with that.
I'm black, y'all.
Boy, so CB4 is an underrated comedy. That's one thing right now. Underrated fucking comedy. That shit is hilarious. From Sweat From My Balls, the Shredder Low Cash, I'm the Black Y'all, Wacky D, Big Ass Biscuits, like the whole thing is just hilarious.
I'm sorry. Go ahead,
Jay.
Go ahead.
What Derek said about Antoine Fisher, and the reason why Antoine Fisher is one of my favorite Disney Washington movies, is because, and Derek would know this, man, and people that follow me knows this, I literally just found my real father last year. And that shit, that basically the exact same thing happened to me that happened to Antoine Fisher. So that shit hit home. That shit hit the heart right there. That shit almost made me cry. It made my fiance cry. She Viola Davis cried when she saw it. So yeah, I'm going with Antoine Fisher, and Antoine Fisher did win by 52% of total votes. So go ahead, Harvey.
No, I was thinking is with a lot of these movies that we're talking about, I always feel like with comedians, like up and coming comedians becoming actors, they always have like that really bad movie. They always get the one bad one to start, and they all have it. To me, that's Major Pain. To me, that's like Ace Ventura, even though it's hilarious, but it's not a good movie. Like every comedian has a really crap ass one.
Oh, Chris Rock is way worse than
right. But I mean, he had done stuff before, like Once Bitten. He had done movies before, but that was like that first when they make you the lead in the movie and it's trash. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I feel like Tommy Davidson with Strictly Business, which I love. By the way, why wasn't that on his list?
Okay, there's a lot of movies that's not on his list that should be on his list.
Again, I love Strictly Business. Halle Berry, woof.
Like I said before, there's a lot of movies that I got the most popular black movies from IMDb that we ranked in the Rotten Tomatoes. Right. There's a Strictly Business should be on there. Mm-hmm. Maybe Woo.
Oh my God, Woo is not on there.
Soul Man should be on here, and I'm really upset that I forgot to put it. I should have forced on this. I got the truth because Soul Man is one of the best black comedies of all time. I might be over exaggerating. That is one of the best black comedies of all time. It's so under fucking rated. Samuel and Bernie Mac did their fucking thing in that movie. Mm-hmm. It's just hilarious.
Facts.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of movies that should be on here that's not on here. So mm-hmm. sorry. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 35, Undercover Brother, 2002. Verse number 96, Above the Rim, 1994. Above the Rim wins by 63% of the total votes.
Quick little caveat for the fellas. Now, Undercover Brother is a very, very good movie. Mm-hmm. So do y'all think if they hadn't cast Eddie Griffin, who really wasn't mainstream, never going to be mainstream, if they had, say, Chris Tucker, Eddie Murphy in there, you think it would have been more of a hit movie?
It would be probably a more known movie. Obviously, yeah, that it probably been more known because I mean, people know Undercover Brother because I mean, it was mainstream like that. But it's not one of the movies that people like people always say. I forgot about that movie when I say Undercover Brother. If Eddie Murphy or Chris Tucker at the time would did this, then I probably it would been more known.
I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go.
I don't know if it would be a better movie though. That's the thing.
I don't know if I would have liked that. I don't see Chris Tucker in that part. I don't think, I mean, I'm sure he could have done it, but I feel like Eddie Griffin did his, he was fine.
Yeah.
He did his, and Chappelle was in that movie for like 8 to 10 minutes and was hilarious.
Hilarious.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
I don't think Chris Tucker would have done a better job.
I don't think so either. I don't think so.
Oh, blame the studio, because I mean, it came out against Some of All Fears, Spider-Man, and Star Wars Episode 2.
Oh damn! Yeah,
ain't nobody gonna see
that movie.
Say that fucking movie.
Yeah, yeah, empty, bro.
We gotta put this out too. Hurry up! Just release it. Just release
it. Yeah. A lot of black people aren't even gonna see that fucking movie. God damn! All right,
we don't speak on the sequel.
No, we don't. All right, Harvey, I'm gonna pick on you.
Yep.
What's the better comedy? Because you both do comedy movies.
Mm-hmm.
Number 36, Friday, 1995.
Mm-hmm.
First number 65, Life, 1999.
Ooh. Better comedy? Comedy is Life.
Better movie?
Better movie is probably Friday. But better comedy? That's that cast? Kidding me? Everybody who was black and funny was in Life. Everybody. All of them. Yeah. And you notice Will Smith wasn't in Life, right?
Wow!
I hate Will Smith. All right. Anyway, though, Friday won by 67% of the total votes.
He snuck a little blow in.
Number 37, Love Jones, 1997. Verse number 64, Paid in Full, 2002. Paid in Full on Facebook alone won by 100% of the votes. It wins by 75% of the total votes.
Over Love Jones?
Over Love Jones.
Now, can I just say, I think Love Jones is the most overrated movie I may have ever seen. I had never seen it, and my people, because I used to work in a movie store, and we would talk about black movies, and like, you have to see Love Jones. And I never saw it, and it was on Netflix for like 15 minutes. And then I saw it and watched it, and I'm like, this it? So he was in some club. He said some poetry. This is people basing their love lives off of this? Stop. If nothing else, she was looking so good. That's it.
All right, CJ, what's a better movie? Number 38, The Help, or number 63, Think Like a Man?
Oh, The Help.
On Facebook, this is a 50-50 split.
What? Why?
What?
50-50 split. Wow. The Help wins by 63% of the total votes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Did somebody say white savior?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Oh my god. Y'all crazy.
All right. Number 39, Def Jam's How to Be a Player, 1997. Number 62, Waiting to Exhale, 1995. Waiting to Exhale wins by 69% of the total votes. Now, I want to go on record saying that Def Jam How to Be a Player was my Bible. My
Bible. Your Bible. You're so
ridiculous. It was. Listen, I learned so much from that movie. I mean, that shit was amazing. All right. I don't do that anymore because that's back in my backsliding days. But it was.
Bill Bellamy was like on fire for like 2-3 years. Like, mm-hmm. He was the up and coming dude. So that.
How to Be a Player. We're talking about the one you say is overrated. He was in that. He was in the Brothers. He was in a lot.
Any given Sunday.
Yeah.
Any given Sunday. That's right. Mm-hmm. He was, I was supposed to believe him as a wide receiver.
All right. Number 40, Sister Act, 1992. Versus number 61, Jason's Lyric, 1994. Sister Act wins by 65% of the total votes.
Another one's not a black movie.
Not even close.
Not close. Sister Act has two black people in it. And one of my motherfuckers only got two lines.
Yep. So it's
another black movie.
And Jason's Lyric, it's a black love story.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Come on. Like, how you not? Come on.
Number 41, Training Day, 2001. Versus number 60, I Could Do Bad All By Myself, 2009. Training Day wins by 85% of the total votes.
Denzel has a lot of those movies. If you think about that, we talk about black movies, but there's very few black actors who can do a movie and you almost consider it a black film just because they're in it.
And
he's the one. He's it. Denzel gets those parts. Will Smith gets those parts. Like, you have to be star level to get those parts and be considered black just because you're there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number 42, Coming to America, 1988. Versus number 59, The Wood, 1999.
That's a sad, that's a bad matchup for The Wood.
That is a I love the movie The Wood, man. That shit is an underrated comedy. Not even black comedy, it's an underrated comedy, period. On Facebook alone, Coming to America wins by 100% of the votes.
Yo, the people who are voting have never even heard of The Wood. Mm-hmm. Be honest. They don't even know what that movie is.
Coming to America wins by 98% of the total votes.
That was that neo-black movie renaissance. Yeah, that was The Wood. That was Brown Sugar. That was Loving Basketball. Brothers. That was The Brothers. That was all of them. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Best man.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. All of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. When he was trying to dance, bro. That dance moves.
Number 43, The Color Purple, 1985. Versus number 58, The Last Dragon, 1985.
That hurts. That hurts on a purse. Damn.
I'm gonna say The Last Dragon only because I rarely revisit The Color Purple, especially after seeing the new adaptation, mm-hmm. and seeing it on Broadway, and then knowing that Alice Walker didn't even mess with Spielberg's vision for the color purple. Just off rewatch value. Rewatch value alone, it's The Last Dragon. Not about the color purple, but yeah, The Last Dragon out of those two.
Well, The Color Purple wins by 67% of the total votes.
Understand that the people who voted don't even know what The Last Dragon is. Dang.
I never voted for The Last Dragon.
I mean, that's Last Dragon is just iconic. It's different. It's not a good movie, but it's such a good movie. It's
right? Yeah, right.
Who's the master?
Yeah, Dre knows. I watched
Last Dragon
every time I go to Vegas.
Yo, this motherfucker had me watching The Last Dragon every time when we was in Vegas. Listen, the year before it was The Last Dragon, we watched it all. I swear to God, we watched like six times while in Vegas. Wow. The year after, we watched every last single Police Academy
for some. Oh my reason. God!
Yeah,
he's looking. This motherfucker put on every last.
What? All right.
Yeah, I had to leave the room for a lot of time just to get away from that motherfucker. I'm gonna try to watch this shit again.
Yeah, I know those last two Police Academies, man. That would hurt. Like, those hurt.
All right, number 44, Purple Rain, 1984. Number 57, The Preacher's Wife, 1996.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain wins by 77% of the total votes.
Oh, seriously, yeah. Who really here has seen The Preacher's Wife? Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Mm. Really?
Soundtrack.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No. That's the soundtrack. I feel you. I like the soundtrack. I ain't seen the movie.
Really?
Ready to see the movie?
Yeah.
I was thinking, The Preacher's Wife is actually, I mean, it's a harmless romantic holiday movie.
Mm, very harmless.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Why? But it should be romantic though. This motherfucker is an angel that came down. The child messed with the preacher's wife. That is a fuck the movie for your ass right there. Fuck the movie for your ass. All right.
It's a weird premise, but it's a decent movie.
Not a bad movie, but it's not better than Purple Rain, though.
Oh, fuck no. Good.
All right, number 45, Remember the Titans, 2000. Versus number 56, Atlanta, 2006. Remember the Titans wins by 92% of the total votes.
Black subject, but is it a black movie?
I don't know. I mean, that's on the borderline. However, though, I am on record saying that although Remember the Titans probably, if not the best, one of the best sports movies and black movies of all time, I do think that it would have been a better movie if Disney didn't touch it.
Yeah.
Just me personally. I think we had to
make it gentle and soft for the masses.
Yeah. No, y'all know the first cut they wanted was going to be R, but they toned it down to make it very, very mainstream.
And it's iconic. And it's iconic. It is what it is.
Right. Yeah, it works.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number 46, The Best Man, 1999. Versus number 55, I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, 1988. I'm Gonna Get You Sucker wins by 60% of the total votes.
Nice.
That is surprising. That is surprising. I mean, I love both of those movies, but that's interesting that I'm Gonna Get You Sucker won. But who knows that movie?
Yeah,
that's what I don't mean you. I mean the voters. We know who's voting, so I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, Casey, what's a better movie? Sir. Number 47, Baby Boy, 2001. First number 54, The Brothers, 2001.
Mm.
I've only seen one of the two of them, so I'll pick the one that I've seen, but. Brothers.
Baby Boy wins by 51% of the total votes.
Ooh.
It was really close. I agree with you, Casey. I think The Brothers is a very underrated fucking movie. Me personally.
Baby Boy is black iconic. That's what that movie is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with y'all. The Brothers is very underrated, but like Harvey said, yeah, Baby Boy is iconic.
Black famous, you know. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it. Like,
and for me being 20 when it came out and now being in my 40s, like seeing Baby Boy through adult eyes, like, agreeing with Melvin, and then you know, like when you're young, it's like, nah, man, I was an asshole, but Jody's kind of just having fun. But now Baby Boy is the one. And if that had been Pac,
it's because supposed to be Pac too. The part was written for Pac, and you know he passed away, so that's what it is. All right, Derek, I'm gonna pick on you now. Number 48, Set It Off, 1996. Or number 53, Coach Carter, 2005.
Set It Off.
Set It Off wins by 52% of the total votes.
Wow. That's close.
Whoa. Coach Carter is not a bad movie.
So no, it's not at all. I just said it's close. Yeah. That one could have easily gone either way.
We have number 49, Lean On Me, 1989, versus number 52, Brown Sugar, 2002. And Lean On Me wins by 87% of the total votes.
Brown Sugar is like a copy of Love and Basketball. A bad copy. A bad one.
All right, Harvey, pick on you now. I'm actually glad to pick you on for this one. This is the last matchup in this round.
Let's go.
Number 50, Ali, 2001. Versus... Number 51, The Pursuit of Happiness.
I knew it's gonna be Will versus Will. It's fine. All right.
I was happy when that shit got to you.
Oh my god. I will respond with this. Everybody who knows and listens to any of our podcasts enough knows how I feel about Will Smith. So we'll leave that at that.
You love him.
For me, and I could say this without bias, is Muhammad Ali is one of my favorite black athletes. And I can respectably say that there's nobody who could have played that part. I've said that to you guys before. There is nobody who has the charisma. So to me, no matter who it is, it wouldn't work. So for that alone, I can't vote for Ali. Now, he got nominated for an Oscar, blah, 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 whatever. I haven't seen Pursuit of Happiness, but the way I hear people talk about it, clearly you're crying from the beginning to the end of the movie. So I'm just going to go with that. But I can't. I saw Ali, and he tried, but he couldn't. He just does not bring Muhammad Ali to the screen, just for me. That's just what I'm saying.
All right. Well, on Twitter, this is a 50-50 split. The Pursuit of Happiness wins by 65% of the total votes. All right, we're on round two. Round two, we got Get Out versus Low Down Dirty Shame. On Facebook alone, Get Out wins by 100% of the votes. It wins by 85% of the total votes. We have Judas and the Black Messiah versus Blank Man. Blank Man wins by 69% of the total votes.
Nah.
I'm dead serious.
Oh my God.
Blank Man wins by 69% of the total votes. It beats Judas and the Black Messiah. That is fucking horrible.
Mm-hmm. That's disappointing.
That's horrible. And CJ knows this, and Harvey knows as well. I am one of the biggest Blank Man fans of all time. I love that fucking movie. J5 Death is still one of the craziest, saddest deaths I've ever seen in my life. And that motherfucker is a washing machine. All right. Judas and the Black Messiah is fucking phenomenal. From start to finish, a phenomenal fucking movie. And it should have moved. It should have been 69-31 Judas and the Black Messiah.
Agreed.
All right. What's Love Got to Do with It versus Mo Money? What's Love Gonna Do with It wins by 69% of the total votes. Boys in the Hood versus Next Friday. Boys in the Hood wins by 82% of the total votes. Black Panther versus Harlem Nights. Black Panther wins by 63% of the total votes.
Okay.
Black Klansman versus Four Color Girls. On Facebook alone, Black Klansman wins by 100% of the votes.
Yeah, those people didn't know what Four Colored Girls was. They didn't see that. That's fine.
Black Panther wins by 97% of the total votes. CJ, what's a better movie? 12 Years a Slave or Poetic Justice?
12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave wins by 54% of the total votes. It was a 50-50 split on Facebook. House Party versus Bebe's Kids. Mm-hmm. House Party wins by 62% of the total votes.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
Hidden Figures versus Five Heartbeats. Hidden Figures wins by 70% of the total votes.
Mm. Yeah, Five Heartbeats is another one of those black classic, black icon movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my top five movies of all time. God's truth. I quote that word for word. Do the Right Thing versus The Wiz.
Yeah, right.
Yo. Yo.
Do the Right Thing wins by 73% of the total votes.
The Wiz is another one of those black icon movies. Most people don't think they know The Wiz.
Yeah, they just sleep on The Wiz.
They know Wizard of Oz. They don't know The Wiz.
So got a truth, and I'm be honest, and I'm not joking. I did not know there's a Wizard of Oz until I got to my boarding school. So what the fuck is the Wizard of Oz? there's two things I didn't know. The Wizard of Oz and the Record Birthday Song. I only knew the Wiz and the Stevie Wonder version of the birthday songs. Mm. That's it.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm. Oh my god. Oh wow.
All right. So Casey.
Yes, sir.
Straight out of Compton or Bad Boys?
Straight out of Compton, easily.
Bad Boys wins by 52% of the total votes.
Swing and a miss.
Michael Max or Boomerang? Michael Max wins by 80% of the total votes.
Oof. Wow.
Love and Basketball versus Dead Presidents. Dead Presidents wins by 56% of the total votes.
Who the hell is voting? Dead Presidents. Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting. Okay, it's fair. Yeah. It's interesting.
It's a decent movie, but yeah, it shouldn't have won.
Good soundtrack.
Yeah, definitely.
Menace to Society or Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Menace to Society wins by 79% of the total votes.
Okay. Facts.
Barbershop or Above the Rim? Barbershop wins by 60% of the total votes. 42 or Paid in Full. 42 wins by 89% of the total
votes. Damn right.
American Gangster or Way Into XL. American Gangster wins by 75% of the total votes. New Jack City or I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. New Jack City wins by 76% of the total votes. All right, Derek, I'm going to pick on you. He Got Game or The Pursuit of Happiness?
He Got Game.
Ooh.
The Pursuit of Happiness wins by 53% of the total votes.
That was a close one.
That was a close one, bro. But that's a hard one for me, though, because I love He Got Game. He Got Game, my favorite Spike movie. That's true. Pick a Harvey now. Harvey, Ray or Lean on Me?
Ooh. Ray or Lean on Me? Lean on Me.
Lean on Me wins by 54% of the total votes. Dreamgirls versus Set It Off. Set It Off wins by 67% of the total votes. Antoine Fisher versus Baby Boy. Antoine Fisher wins by 70% of the total votes. Friday or Remember the Titans. Remember the Titans wins by 59% of the total votes. The Help or Purple Rain. Purple Rain wins by 65% of the total votes. Sister Act or The Color Purple. The Color Purple wins by 58% of the total
about
votes.
Damn time. Get rid of that one.
And Training Day versus Coming to America. Coming to America wins by 61%. Of the total votes.
Nice.
Okay.
Travesty. Right.
So,
what?
Derek and Harvey has to leave in a couple minutes. So, I'm going to do this round three real quick so they can go. But I want them to hear the round three so they can go. All right. All
right.
So, all right. So, we got to round three. The highest seeded movie will move on to the quarterfinals. Okay. So, we got Get Out versus Blank Man.
It's a safe bet that Get Out won.
Blank Man wins by 82% of the total votes.
For real?
Bullshit.
No. I'm about to say. No, you said that. You said that with the most seriousness.
Like, I believed you.
No. Fuck. I'll probably do this shit all over again. Got to shoot. Get Out wins by 82% of the total votes. Okay. So Get Out will be the buy-in to the quarterfinals. What's Love Got to Do with It versus Bad Boys? Bad Boys wins by 62% of the total votes. Boys in the Hood or Dead Presidents? Boys in the Hood wins by 78% of the total votes. CJ, what's a better movie? Black Panther or The Pursuit of Happiness?
No.
No.
That's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not messed up. It's actually quite obvious. Can we just pick it? Come on. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going Black Panther.
Thank you.
Black Panther. So on Facebook, this is a 50-50 split. Black Panther wins by 60% of the total votes.
Wow. Pursuit Black, of Happiness.
Black Klansman. This is still a good movie. It really is. Black Klansman or Lean on Me. Lean on Me wins by 67% of the total votes.
That's interesting. But most people haven't seen Klansman, I don't think.
Yeah. I would go either way with this one.
Casey.
Yes, sir.
12 Years a Slave or Set It Off?
Set It Off is great, but 12 Years a Slave.
Set It Off wins by 54% of the total votes.
Damn.
Yeah, it's time. Mm-hmm. It's time.
House Party versus Remember the Titans. Remember the Titans wins by 73% of the total votes. All right, Derek, let's pick you before you got to go. What's a better movie, Hidden Figures or Purple Rain?
Ah, man. Again, better made is Hidden Figures, but Purple Rain. And I say that because anytime the Draft House shows Purple Rain on the big screen, mm-hmm. I go and see it. I probably seen Purple Rain in the theater 8 times. So... Mm. Yeah, Purple Rain, just for like nostalgic view, and I can go downstairs right now and turn the TV on randomly. If Purple Rain is on, I'm gonna watch it start to finish.
So this was a Friday vote.
Wow.
Damn.
Hidden Figures win by 50.5% of the total votes.
That's interesting. That's interesting. That's not can't be mad about that. Hidden Figures is an important movie.
It's a good movie, man. That's just crazy.
So good.
Do the Right Thing versus Code Purple. I know, right? Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. All right. Do the Right Thing versus Color Purple. The Color Purple wins by 65% of the total votes. Malcolm X versus Coming to America. Harvey, what's the better movie?
Malcolm X. And I love, and you know I love Coming to America. That movie is legendary. And on that note.
I got you, buddy. All right. So he picked Malcolm X. Howard, though, it was a 50-50 split. Coming to America wins by 60% of the total votes. CJ, what's a better movie? Menace to Society or Antoine Fisher?
Oh, Antoine Fisher.
On Facebook, this was a 50-50 split again. Menace to Society wins by 63% of the total votes. Barbershop or New Jack City? New Jack City wins by 69% of the total votes. And 42 versus American Gangster. 42 wins by 56% of the total votes. So we're on round 4. Our guest and Harvey had to leave. We thank you for coming on. So when we get to the third place game, only CJ and Casey will be picking the third place game.
All right. Oh Lord.
So we're on round 4. Get Out all back in the quarterfinals. The lower part of this bracket will all make go to the semifinals. Let's pick on Casey. Casey, what's a better movie? Boys in the Hood or Bad Boys?
Bad For me, it's not even a competition. I mean, I won't even rehash the fact that we brought it up in the first round, but Boys in the Hood is a black movie. Bad Boys is not. Boys in the Hood.
And Bad Boys wins by 55% of the total votes. Yep. I said that right. No joke.
Damn.
Black Panther or Lean on Me. Black Panther wins by 61% of the total votes. Hidden Figures or Set It Off. Hidden Figures wins by 64% of the total votes. Menace to Society or Remember the Titans. Remember the Titans went by 65% of the total votes. 42 or The Color Purple. The Color Purple wins by 60% of the total votes. And then New Jack City versus Coming to America. Coming to America wins by 65% of the total votes. So we're in the quarterfinals. The lower part of this bracket that made it the automatic goes to the final four is Coming to America. It will automatically go to the final four.
All right, let's see Coming to America versus Black Panther.
That's some bullshit.
Well, Black Panther's out.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
All right.
That's what it should
be. Quarterfinals. We got Get Out versus Bad Boys. Get Out wins by 58% of the total votes.
I was going to... If Get Out had lost, I'd have been freaking pissed.
CJ.
There's no way to do that.
CJ, what's a better movie? Black Panther or Remember the Titans?
Black Panther.
On Facebook, this was a 50-50 split.
Why not?
Remember the Titans wins by 52% of the total votes.
How did we win over Black Panther? That's ridiculous.
Hidden Figures or The Color Purple. Hidden Figures wins by 57% of the total votes. So our final four is Remember the Titans, Get Out, Coming to America, and Hidden Figures. So, like I always do, the brackets for myself. Do you guys want to guess how many... Well, Kendra's here. She says, boo, math and science.
Hey, Kendra.
So, y'all want to guess how many of the Final Four the fans voted for is compared to my Final Four? Casey, you first.
I know for 100% certain there's at least one, but I'm going to go ahead and go two.
And what two is it?
Coming to America and Get Out.
All right, CJ. How many do I have to compare to? It's only one.
Really?
And that's Coming to America. My final four was Harlem Nights, Coming to America, The Five Heartbeats, and The Wiz. That's my final four. That's the blackest final four you can get.
It's not a bad final four at all.
However, this is not about me. This is about the fan voting. Jesus Christ. All right. So the winners go to the finals. The losers go to the third place game. The third place game will be voted on by the fans, CJ, and Casey. They all get their own votes. All right. So let's pick on CJ first. CJ,
yeah.
What's a better movie? Get Out or Remember the Titans?
Get Out. Remember the Titans should be up here.
Get Out wins by 53% of the total votes. Casey, what's a better movie? Hidden Figures or Coming to America?
I hate this matchup. I really, really, really do. And I was going to be a smartass, but I can't do it. I personally enjoy Coming to America more, so I'll go with Coming to America.
On Facebook, this was a 50-50 split.
Son of a bitch.
Coming to America wins by 64% of the total votes.
Nice.
So that means that the third place game is Hidden Figures versus Remember the Titans. So we need to vote. You two guys need to vote on what's the better movie. So Casey, you're first. Casey, first. What's the better movie? What's the third best movie in this bracket? Is it number 12, Hidden Figures, 2016, or number 45, Remember the Titans, 2000?
I love both movies. I'm going to go Hidden Figures, though.
CJ?
Hidden Figures.
So Kendra says no to football. No to math and science and yes to football. However, though,
it is not a three, what I would have assumed for her.
It is a three-way sweep for Hidden Figures because the fans pick Hidden Figures by 52% of the total votes.
Nice.
Which I agree with. Hidden Figures is an amazing fucking movie.
It is.
It really is. Such a good movie. All right. However, though, this is not about third. This is about the best. Fellas, we just went through 104 black movies. There probably should have been a lot more black movies on here. If I ever do this in a year or two, trust and believe that Soul Man will be on here.
Yeah. Yeah, this is probably only really like 99 black movies.
Yeah. However, though, we need to see what's the best black movie according to the bracket. Is it number 2, Get Out, 2017? Or number 42, Coming to America, 1988. CJ, what's the better movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was an amazing movie, Black Guy Go Come to America.
Casey.
I can't even. We had fun discussing Get Out on An Evening at the Movies, but. And as much as I love the story about what you told Emily's mom, I'm not going to vote for Get Out over Coming to America. It's Coming to America.
Yeah, Kendra said Get Out changed T forever.
Yeah, she damn right. Yeah, I better not hear T say clank around me.
Casey, you know the story, and Emily's mom is with us taking care of the kids while when we have to work and shit. So shout out to her. I mean, she's a lifesaver. Got her truth. But I told her don't be no tea around me. I will knock that shit. I will knock that shit out your hands. So
I love that story.
Oh yeah, no, we might.
I will sweep the glass up later. I don't mind. Listen, I will break the shot of the glass before I let you.
I thought you about to say you about to sweep the lady.
But yes, Coming to America wins by 71% of the total votes. Right. So the final four is number 1, Coming to America. Number 2, Get Out. Number 3, Hidden Figures. Number 4, Remember the Titans. Now, before I ask y'all how y'all feel about that, I do like to say that even though, again, for the voting, people listening, when it comes to black movies or women-led movies, these are the lowest votes, period. They are. It's sad to me. Although, for people that did vote, I do like the variety of movies that we have in the final four. Horror, comedy, biopics. I do like that. Got women-led movies in here. So yeah, shout out to that. We have two Disney movies in here because Remember the Titans and Hidden Figures are Disney movies. So it's a lot of variety in these final four. So I want shout out that. So how do y'all guys feel about this final four?
Black Panther should be up here.
I basically can echo exactly what you said. So I mean, it's a good variety of black movies, and none of the four of them are bad movies by any stretch of the imagination. So, yeah, it's a solid final four.
All right. So, well, I want to do is I wanted to thank everybody that came on today, to Harvey and Derek coming on when they did. Kendra says that Black Panther for sure deserved a top four spot. Had people going to the theater and Africa and so I was a shit.
Yeah. Oh, we just suited and booted.
So yeah, let's listen. I mean, everybody will have a different final four for black movies. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it is what it is. And also, hopefully, Kendrick feels better. I mean, look, inside of baseball, Kendrick's not feeling well right now, so I hope she feels better. Because Kendra and Harvey's going to do their own version of this bracket on the 19th, which is President's Day, or how I can call it, Popular Slave Owners Day, and they're going to be doing their black movie bracket. So hopefully Kendra, I hope you do feel better. All right. With that being said, next week, because I'm pretty sure we won't be done Sons of Anarchy for our other show, so. Next week, we will be doing 90s Varsity next week. All right. Oh, and I got y'all here. I'm going to do this. Not 90s Varsity. 90s middle 90s Varsity. That's what we're going to do. Middle 90s Varsity. And while I have y'all here, middle of the 90s Varsity. Well, I have you guys here. I'm going to say the movies that did not make the middle of the 90s Varsity or JV. So here you go. The Next Karate Kid, American Werewolf in Paris, It Takes Two, Eye for an Eye, Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers, Blank Check, The Specialist, Beverly Hills Cop 3, Batman and Robin, Dracula, Day of Loving It, Street Fighter, Double Dragon, Milk Money, Vampire in Brooklyn, Striptease, Four Rooms, Thinner, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Next Generation, Spawn, Jack, Jungle to Jungle, Jingle All the Way, Baby's Day Out, D3 Mighty Ducks, Ace Ventura, Nature Calls, The Page Master, Grumpier Old Men, D2 the Mighty Ducks, The Little Rascals, The Isles of Dr. Maru, Judge Dredd, Color of Night, Flubber, Showgirls, and The Flintstones. Those movies did not make middle of the 90s. There you go.
Yeah, I don't see how Showgirls didn't make it.
Showgirls are horrible. You know that for a fact.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Sorry.
That's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
All right. Anyway, with that being said, let's say our goodbyes. Start with Casey.
This was a lot of fun. Definitely check out An Evening at the Movies each and every Wednesday morning. We're currently talking black cinema. And truth be told, at the end of the day, Bamboozled and Harlem Nights are actually, we're not that far into 2024 yet, but both of the black movie episodes we've done are the most listened to and most watched episodes of the show so far this year. So hats off to CJ, hats off to Harvey as well, which means at the end of the day, next week when Kendra comes on to talk about Crooklyn, we got the bar set high, so we're going to have to our teammate. But as well, after that as well, another member of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network will be making her debut as well, and we'll be having Cam on at the end of the month to, well, I don't know what we're going to be discussing because she hasn't picked the movie yet, but I digress. She'll be there. She'll be making her long-awaited debut. So this was a lot of fun. I am always excited to be here, and I will see everybody next week. Different bat time, same bat channel.
Yo, it's your boy CJ, and I had a great time, as always. It was good to talk about some black movies. Yeah. All right. And you can catch me here every week on the show. And pretty soon we'll be doing a season-to-season episode with Sons of Anarchy. Which is going to be amazing. And we also have an episode of Two Texas Journeys dropping either today or tomorrow, which we'll be talking about the movie Ferngully. And we laugh a lot. Okay. Hey, the movie's amazing.
Yeah, is it though?
No, but still, it was still fun movie to watch. All right.
All right, so yeah, like I always do before, like, listen, these brackets are all done for you to do the 1-on-1. Kendrick and Harvey will do their 2-on-2 soon. So if you want to come on and do one of these brackets, please do. Got to do a bracket that I already made, because even though I love doing these brackets, these are a bitch to make. That being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and Kendrick says Fergie does not hold up. That's my girl, Kendrick. Thank you.
Oh, all right. That is absolutely untrue.
that is true as hell. Let me say, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out. Peace.